It's the Free Talk Live. It is your show, and we're kicking off hour number three of the Monday edition. It's Ian here with
Ann Torgo
and Mark.
Our toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves with is 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We return immediately to the calls because we've got Jorge on the line from Sarasota, and it's been so long, Jorge. In fact, I don't even remember the last time we... It must have been back in our WTMY days, back when we were just a little local show in Sarasota, and you would call in, I don't know, at least once a week to kind of give us what was the latest in your life. So what's going on now, Jorge? What have we missed?
Yeah, it's been a very long time since I talked to the Free Talkers. I was going to ask you what I missed. It has been a long time.
Well, you missed it. We are... Oh my goodness! His cell phone now breaking up.
My cell phone is that breaking?
No, you sound okay now. You've missed us going syndicated. We're now nationwide. We're on over 15 stations around the country. Actually, 16 at this point. So Free Talk Live is doing very well, Jorge. But what are you up to, man? Are you still working? Was it construction that you were working in before?
No, I would just leave on the construction side.
Yes, that's right.
And I have a confession to make.
You do?
I'm not listening to you on the radio box.
It is
the computer box that I am listening to you guys on right now.
You're moving up in the world, Jorge.
Yes. I also have the fancy satellite radio box that I like a lot. Yes.
We know we're working on getting on that satellite radio box.
You should get on that satellite radio box. It is very nice. I like it.
Now, Torgo, I think Torgo has a question for you.
Yeah, Jorge, one of the things...
Is that fellow right here that is talking to me, didn't he have a different name?
He does.
Yeah. Like a horseman or something like that?
He used to be Scott.
Yeah, my actual name is Scott. I'm just using a different one.
Wasn't there a fellow that had a funny name, like a horse or something?
Like a man-witch, yes. He was.
A man-witch, yes.
Yeah, his name's Mark now.
Yeah,
what is his name now?
Mark.
He's using his real name. Now he's using his real name, and I'm using a fake one.
You were the Torgo?
The Torgo, yes. Yeah. So
what is a Torgo? Is he like a horse?
Kind of.
He's big like a horse.
I certainly am, sir.
Yes, all right, big horse. What do you have to say?
Well, the question I have for you, I remember before you said that you like snakes, right?
I love snakes. Let's talk about snakes, guys. That's a great hobby.
So, did you see snakes on a plane?
No, I did not see the snakes on the plane. But
that's
I like snakes.
I figured you'd be one of the first ones there to see snakes.
I did not get out much to go see the movies, but I like to listen to the radio box. I like to listen to the computer box. Yes.
Well,
what were you going to say about it, Torgo?
I was going to get his opinion on it, but apparently he doesn't have one.
Well, now you got to sell him on it.
Well,
get him out there.
There's probably 300 or 400 different snakes in there just killing all kinds of stupid people.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, Jorge, it's great having you back, man. Hopefully you'll check in with us again. We appreciate you calling in, as always.
I love the Free Talkers. I really like the In My Life, the Free Talkers.
Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. We like you, too. 1-800-259-9231.
It's been a long time.
Let's talk to Dave. You know, I wish some of the old characters would... I mean, the really old... I mean, he goes back. I mean, he's going back to the local days. But in our very very original local days, we would have Sanjay call in and Gay Chris.
And Underworld Frank.
Underworld Frank.
Yes.
I miss Frank.
Call back.
Sergeant Slaughter or something?
Yeah, Sergeant Smith. He made a couple appearances.
Yeah.
One of my favorite promos is where Sergeant Smith... was just going all out on, let's see, it was Gay Chris. There was two different characters on the phone at the same time. In fact, I think that promo is still up on our website at freetalklive.com, on the program director's page. All right, let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Dave. Hi, Dave.
You hear me okay?
We got you.
You Free Talkers on the radio box have inspired me to do something.
What'd you do
now? What's that?
Well, I heard you guys on, I guess, Thursday or Friday talking about the Michael Gannon case in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to recap, he's the guy that had his surveillance system stolen by the police. And they
Correct.
Just haven't given it. They dropped the charges. They said, well, there's no way we can win this case. They dropped the charges, and they won't give him his stuff back.
Yes, exactly. When I heard you guys talking about that, I've been kind of thinking about maybe doing something about it at some point. I said, no, I'm just going to do something now. So I had to drive past Nashua PD anyway on some other other thing. So I just made a little sign, and it said, NPD, please return Mike Gannon's property. And it had the little nhfree.com URL at the bottom. So I just walked into their offices and just stood there with the sign on Saturday morning.
Really? What did they think about that?
Well, there was nobody there at first. Then finally this receptionist lady came out and did a double take, and and she said, so, can I help you? And I just nodded my head, and she said, you need to speak to somebody, and I just shook my head, and she said, you just want to hold a sign. I nodded my head. And so I just kind of stood there for maybe 10 minutes or so, aiming the sign at their cameras, their surveillance cameras and stuff like that. And then she kept paging a sergeant. Because sergeant, so it's still called 520.
You probably made her very uncomfortable.
And other people started coming in and looking at me. And then finally, I thought, well, I'm going to go around back and see if I can point this sign at some officers in back, you know. And so I walked around, tried to walk around back, and the door opened behind me, and this officer comes out. He goes, hey, Bart, what's up? I didn't say a thing to him. I just smiled at him. Now,
before you go on, what's the purpose of the mute approach? Is it just kind of something fun that you came up with on your own, or is there something? Is it based in something?
I'm just thinking that they'll remember what's on the sign if that's all they've got.
Yeah.
If they don't have a single word to try and remember, they'll have to go. There was this guy and he came and he just held a sign and he wouldn't talk to us.
What if they asked you for your identification? Would you give it to them, or would you sort of be an anonymous sign holding guy?
I made sure that I didn't have any on me.
Ooh.
But I believe under the law they are allowed to get your name and maybe.
Well, what if you're a mute? I guess you could write it down for him.
I did, and what actually I did, I wrote down this thing that had my name at the bottom, and at the top I said, I have the right to remain silent, and you have the right to question NPD's violations of the Fourth Amendment.
How long did this whole situation go on for?
Oh, like 15 minutes.
Just hung around for about 15 minutes with the sign, huh?
And at the end of it, when he was talking to me, he said, now, listen, you can't stay here. You're on a place of business. You can go out on the sidewalks and then right away, but I'll have to arrest you.
A place of business,
He said, I'll have to arrest you if you stay. And I said, I don't want to have to arrest you. He goes, I've got an easy day.
Yeah. So simply, he was essentially admitting that he's a lazy bureaucrat and he didn't want to do his job.
Well, his job is not to arrest me for standing around with a sign.
That's true.
And
he was just trying to scare you.
So, well, when he said that, you know, I didn't have any intention of getting arrested. So when he said that, I nodded at him, and I started backing up very slowly, and it took me 15 minutes to leave the property.
So leave the property, but you left as slowly as you possibly could. That's
with
great.
The sign aimed at them the whole time.
Now, this was something that you just were driving, and you just decided to stop on in. I mean, this wasn't prepped. You didn't announce this in advance. You just did this by yourself, alone, just kind of a singular protest in the middle of the police department.
And the advantage of that is it's very efficient. There's no need to organize it. There's no need to call a bunch of people. You just go and just do it. You don't try to get the media there, nothing. You know you're going to have a limited investment, so you only need a limited return.
Very interesting, man. Anything else on your mind, Dave?
There's a lot of other stuff going on that I don't even know where to start.
All right. We'll start some other time and call us again. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231.
I hope that Mr. Gannon does get his stuff back.
I hope so, too. I don't know what the latest on his case is, because I know Mr. Gannon, Michael Gannon, he said he was going to take it all the way, and he did. I mean, he fought it all the way. They dropped the charges. I'm not sure. I think I've heard that he was going to be filing some sort of a suit. I don't know if the ACLU is involved. As we get more information, we'll certainly bring it to you. Let's talk to Nick in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
Actually, I just... recently found the Liberty Movement, and actually through your guys' show, so thank you, first
cool.
of all. And,
awesome.
Yeah, I've actually had liberal socialist views for most of my young life, and sort of always thought that the government needs to step in on top of, you know, the capitalist and the open market system to regulate people and to tell, you know, people what is acceptable, what they can and can't do. Basically, my question is, how does the liberal and, you know, free market system, how would that handle all the externalities that are being created, you know, by energy companies?
We'll find out more. Hang on, man. We're coming back with Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them on the house, freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org, the Second American Revolution.
I didn't even catch it.
I just stumbled on myself, and I didn't, like, hiss the S. I just didn't say it ever, just the second American. Just kind of creepy breathing. I liked the free state.
The creepy breathing that Ian just did was actually him trying to laugh. Let's go to Nick in Arizona. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. So basically, I was just getting to my question where I wonder, with the free market system, how will all the externalities be kept in check? Basically, that say energy companies or companies that produce ill effects for people, how is that going to be kept in check with a small government?
Okay. Well, first of all, the current situation with energy companies, at least, is that there's a monopoly. They have a local exclusive monopoly that means that nobody else can jump into the energy game for the most part and compete as far as power lines are concerned. So they have the ability to pretty much charge whatever they want. However, even though they could charge whatever they wanted to, they can only really charge so much because at some point people are just going to stop paying it. I mean, they're just going to say, look, this is way too much money. There's no way that we're going to pay this. And so they are kept in check by some extent just simply by the fact that the market will only pay a certain amount for electricity.
Charge what they can, basically.
But if we had more of a free market, then there could be competing energy companies. Then there, and if they didn't have this sweetheart deal that they have with local governments, if the marketplace was open and anybody could jump into the game, then if they were charging too much, somebody else could say, "Well, that would be an economic signal to another investor to say, okay, let's get into this business. Let's offer power to this population at a cut rate. Let's do it. Let's make some profit on this because the profits are there. Let's get into the game." They could do that in a free market. They can't today.
And my problem with that is, though, is, coal, for example, is the cheapest energy source in the world. There's stocks of it in here, in China, in Russia, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And these companies, I mean, if they do what they feel is the cheapest thing, the best thing for their business, they're going to get the coal because that's cheap. Now,
let me see if I understand this right. Coal actually involves burning and creating a lot of smoke, correct?
Right, exactly.
Well, in a more property rights-based society, today we don't have real property rights. If we actually did have them, and somebody was polluting the air on your property, and you could prove, like, for instance, there's a coal plant, a coal mining plant or a processing plant nearby. It's obvious that this dust that's coming onto my property is coming from said coal plant. You've got an actionable offense there to where they're polluting your property, they're polluting your lungs, and you could possibly have like a class action lawsuit to where these guys are going to be put out of business. Essentially, if property rights are restored, people have an incentive to not pollute because they don't want to have to pay money out to people in lawsuits because it just means they'd have to raise their prices, which makes them less competitive with whoever else is offering alternatives.
Also, there's all kinds of ways that companies could provide energy to people, and they could advertise, "We're the green energy company. We provide energy that doesn't pollute the world." And I think a lot of people would want to buy energy from that particular company, and they could charge a premium in the same way that our organic food companies do.
Right.
That makes sense?
Well, that makes a lot of sense, yeah. And I definitely understand your guys' liberty movement because, it's because the government is protecting these companies right now that they're allowed to get away with all of this. And especially
Absolutely.
With the Republicans in power right now, it's even worse.
Well,
so
now,
I'm definitely voting third party the rest of my life.
I don't know. Vote based on the issues. Vote based on who's saying the right things. I mean, third parties, yes, that's generally a good thing to do, but there's a chance that there could be a Democrat or a Republican, for instance, in New Hampshire, that's running on essentially a Libertarian ticket just as a Democrat or Republican. In fact, I know there are some of them, as a matter of fact. In fact, the head of the Libertarian Party is running as a Democrat right now in New Hampshire. So I wouldn't necessarily shut out candidates based on that. And here's another interesting point about the existing polluters, the existing companies. You believe it or not, they actually lobby for new regulations. The existing polluters are heavy lobbyists for new environmental regulations. Why is that? Is it because they want to save the environment? No. What they want to do is they want to put regulations on any new businesses. See, whenever they pass new environmental rules, whether it's the Democrats or Republicans, because the EPA has been run by both, whenever they pass new rules, they always grandfather in the old companies. So the existing polluters are never affected by new environmental regulations. Only new businesses are affected, which in effect prevents people from getting into those same businesses and competing with the established industries. So do you understand what's going on there? These businesses are using the tool of government to keep out upstarts.
Exactly.
It's pretty sick stuff, man.
Yeah. It makes me sick, definitely.
And it's all because of the power of government. So you said you came from kind of a leftist approach before you found Free Talk Live. Is that the case?
Yeah, I was kind of like one of those lefty hippies, you know, like all concerned about the environment and everything like that.
I think, damn dirty hippie.
I think it's totally okay to be concerned with the environment. And I think that the more you look into it, the more you'll find that the government is the biggest threat that exists, at least as far as the environment is concerned. And, in fact, I'd like to point you to our links page at freetalklive.com, where we've got links to some excellent books. One of them that I would really recommend for you is Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. I think that's probably the best book that anybody coming from a more caring, environmental, kind of left perspective really should read as far as introducing you to this movement.
Awesome. Thanks
good,
a lot.
Sir. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I think if you're coming over from the right side of things, I think Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work is a great introduction to this movement.
And if you're coming from the left,
there you are. And if you're coming from either direction, or if you're coming from nowhere, if you're coming from a non-voter or something like that, pick anything, and they're all good.
Right.
1-800-259-9231. Immigration. Texas. There's a proposal on the books that's causing a bit of, well, strife. Clutching American flags in Farmers Branch, Texas, protesters, more than 300 of them on Saturday, denounced a city proposal that would prohibit landlords from leasing to illegal immigrants. About two dozen counter-protesters staged a demonstration nearby. The proposal by City Councilman Tim O'Hare would also make it tougher for illegal immigrants to work in the Dallas suburb, penalize businesses that employ undocumented workers, and make English the city's official language.
Oh, that'll be a good idea.
Right. This stuff isn't news anymore. That's the thing. Okay, this is happening now in this town in Texas. It's happening everywhere.
Is it really?
That type of a thing is happening. There are cities all over the place that it doesn't matter what kind of business you run, whether it's you're a business owner, because running a rental property is a business. You are attempting to earn a profit for it.
Okay.
You know, they're making it so people can't hire illegal immigrants, making it more difficult. They're making it so that people can't rent to them, can't do business with them. It's everywhere.
Saying it's not news, but I still think it's important to talk about
it. It absolutely is. I'll clarify more when we come back.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs, and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2700. 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including the listener map. You can go and add yourself to it. There's over 1,500 of our listeners that have taken the time to add themselves to map.freetalklive.com. That's where you need to go, map.freetalklive.com. So I brought up this article from the Associated Press out of Farmers Branch, Texas, apparently a suburb of Dallas. And the city commission or the city council there has passed, or looks like they're probably going to pass, legislation that essentially is going to make it so that businesses are not going to be able to employ so-called undocumented workers. English will be the city's so-called official language, and landlords will not be able to lease to illegal immigrants. And before we got into some of the more of the article, Turgo, you jumped in and said, this isn't even news. Essentially, this is happening everywhere. You said you were going to expand on that.
Right. I'm not saying that this topic isn't worth talking about. It's absolutely worth talking about. But it seems like any time that there's a report of another city doing something like this, mm-hmm. we cover it, and we cover it in detail. But the thing is, this is happening in cities all over the country. Just the ones that you read about in the newspapers and the things like that aren't the only places where it's happening. It's happening in places that don't get publicized. I wasn't aware of it.
I'm only aware of it when it gets publicized. I mean, how do you know it's happening everywhere else if it's not being publicized? Are you presuming?
No, I mean, I've done searches for that type of stuff. There's some that make the national forefront, some that don't, you know, that type of a thing. So I'm not saying the issue isn't worth talking about. The issue is definitely worth talking about. I just don't think that pulling the, where is this in Texas?
Farmers Branch.
That pulling the story from Farmers Branch, Texas is as important as just discussing the issue overall.
Well, obviously, it's just a way to get us into discussing the issue. Okay. Otherwise, the complaint could be, well, you guys always bring this issue up.
And it's not so much us, really. I think my problem is the fact that it gets focused on in this fashion in the national media. Like, Farmers Branch, Texas! You know, there's a story. It's from the AP. The AP is writing a story about the immigration issue in Farmers Branch, Texas.
Well, it is a portion of Dallas, I suppose, so
or
I think
some
that,
part of that.
I don't know whether I haven't heard this part about landlords and not being able to rent to illegal aliens.
Oh yeah, we've talked about something like that in the past.
I've talked about the idea, but I don't think there's actually been.
No, this is the first
story.
Proposal as far as the city city rules are concerned.
Now, I personally am a landlord. I have a
as am I.
Yeah, right. And can you imagine how difficult it would be, Ian, to try to figure out whether or not the person that you was renting your house was an illegal
alien? What am I supposed to do? I can understand checking an ID, but how am I supposed to know if it's fake? And is there going to be a penalty for me if it is a fake identification?
You're supposed
to find out a year later?
You need to run a thorough background check, sir.
Ugh.
You need to hire a private investigator to tail them for 3 weeks?
Apparently so. I mean, it's crazy. Honestly, though, Torgo, the real reason I picked this article is for the final quote. You're
okay.
Going to love this. But first, just a few more details from the protesters. There's counter-protests here. There's,
sure.
There's 300 protesters on the side of immigrants carrying signs like America was formed by immigrants, that sort of thing. Then there's about a two dozen counter-protesters. Why aren't there more counter-protesters? I mean, if so many people are anti-immigration, if so many people are for immigration controls, why aren't they turning out in droves to protest? Anyway, let's see. Jose Gomez, 42-year-old naturalized citizen, says if we're of a certain color, they're going to point their finger at us.
Oh, yeah.
Protesters branded a proposal a racist initiative that would single out Hispanics, who make up about 37% of the city's population.
Wow. Why can't they get them out to vote?
Organizers of the rally emphasize that immigrants, regardless of status, pay taxes when they shop, rent, or buy a home there in Farmers Branch. Families with children and college students rallied in temperatures topping 100 degrees. Let's see, the councilman, who was apparently not to be seen at the rally, and a city spokesman didn't immediately return calls to the AP. Counter-protesters carried signs reading, "I place all persons in the USA illegally under citizen's arrest."
Yeah, fat lot of that did.
And also, how do you say illegal in Spanish? What creative, fantastic signs they can come up with. Aren't those great? No. Sorry. They're lame. Counter-protesters, let's see, supporters of the proposal said the measure would address problems with health care, education, and crime in the city. Here you go. Debbie Rollins, 48 years old, says, they're taking our jobs and our homes.
Coming.
They took our jobs. There's unemployment partly.
Why are they taking her home?
No, there's unemployment partly because of the Hispanics. The lady that took my job is Hispanic, and she's bilingual.
It's not her job. Hey, well, hold on, wait a second. She's complaining about somebody being Hispanic, not being illegal.
Nope. She didn't say anything about illegal in there.
And she's just saying, I hate Hispanics.
That's right. They're bilingual.
And I don't like it that somebody might have a larger skill set that's appropriate for my job than me.
That's threatening. We can't have that here.
I mean,
in America.
I'm sorry, but speaking two languages is more valuable in the workplace.
You know, that quote really boils it down. Really, it's either just a total bigotry towards people of a Hispanic race, or it's just the fact that they don't want to compete. And they're scared by the fact that somebody can come in here and speak English and Spanish, which makes them more valuable. They don't want to compete. That's really what it is. Either bigotry or anti-competitiveness. Don't you think that's what it all boils down to, really?
Pretty much, yeah.
In fact, my girlfriend told me that there's somebody new working at the place that she's working at. She's training her. She's a Mexican immigrant as well. First generation, right? I mean, you always hear that, the first generations, they don't speak too well, speak English too well. Turns out she speaks English great. And she's in her early 20s. Apparently, she learned a lot of English down in Mexico. So really, if a bunch of first generations come here and they're pretty good at speaking English, that just means the second generation is going to be super at speaking English. What's the problem, huh?
I don't know. I can't understand what the problem is if they speak English.
1-800-259-9231. So there you go. And yet another area of the country possibly passing more restrictions. More regulations as far as illegals
it's
are
just
concerned.
It's just going to run small business people out of business. If I have to check with the government somehow or figure out whether somebody who's renting my house is an illegal, and if not, I'm going to be in big trouble,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to not deal with it.
Yeah, because how do you know they're not going to try to run a sting on you? I mean, if this is a big deal to the government, how do you know that they're not going to send some, I don't know, scapegoat kind of Hispanic around, somebody that's totally turned coat and is working for the state, send a Hispanic dude around working for the government to your house or to your rental house to try to rent the house from you, and then it turns out that this guy's not actually illegal. Or I don't know. They could somehow run a sting on this, couldn't they?
I'm sure they could. All they would have to do is find somebody who was an illegal alien, wasn't proper... And just use him.
Then they could hold you up in the limelight as somebody who's harboring illegals. Somebody who's helping the illegals out.
Get a bad picture of me put in the newspaper?
Well, I guess so. 800-259-9231.
Is there a good picture of you, Mark?
Oh, there's lots of good pictures of me.
After they've been edited. After the Photoshop magic has been done.
Please.
What do you call it? Your pelican? What is it?
The pelican neck there.
Pelican neck.
The little thing that hangs down.
I call it getting old.
Yeah, well, that's right. Too.
Old man Mark.
I'm afraid so.
So
he's got, you know, a wobbly neck, and he's using Grecian formula in his hair to cover the gray.
What are you going
to
do?
You're not supposed to tell people about that, Torgo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. I didn't know it was a secret.
Doesn't really work anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? The hair coloring stuff?
Yeah.
Well, there's all kinds of hair color out there. Is it one particular type?
It works fine.
Work?
I'm just too lazy to do it.
I see.
Yeah,
you're not doing the work then.
It doesn't hold. It doesn't stay. I don't like it. A whole bunch of reasons I'm not doing it.
But the reason, and there's actually probably another reason you're not doing it now, because you're back together with your wife. That's probably another factor.
I don't have to look young for the ladies anymore.
So the immigration situation continues to spiral down here in America, and the ignorance continues on as well, which is really the saddest part about it all. Really, the whole thing. This whole controversy is just based on massive ignorance. People who are totally uninformed about this issue. And then when you put the information in front of them, the ignorance just it gets worse. They just deny it. They just shove away the information. No, this can't be true. And now we're going to be entering into an even worse police state as a result of all these new rules and regulations placed on us to try to control immigration. It's just going to get worse. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up anything on the way. Apparently, this is good news for you, Torgo, because you're the tallest man in the room.
That's so?
Yep. We'll find out about tall people versus short people on the way. Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, Newt Lane, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything, even in the remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231 would be the number. That's, again, 800-259-9231. And we can barely keep Torgo from running out of the door here. He just wants to go home.
I'm done with you guys. I got 9 minutes left. 9 minutes, and then no more.
Now, the reason you're leaving is we're going
to... It's because you're leaving me, and I'm bitter and angry, and I don't want to see you.
Well, we are going to the Free State probably by the end of the summertime. So you at this point have decided that you're cutting out, cut and run. And so we wish you the best, Torgo. And I'm hoping that we have you back on the show as soon as we possibly can.
I'm sure I'll probably find a way to weasel my way back in.
But here's a little bit of good news to see you off.
Okay.
Apparently, tall people, and you are the tallest person in the room.
I am. I'm 6'2".
Tall people are smarter.
I'm also the most intelligent one in the room, so I could see this.
According to Reuters, while researchers have long shown that tall people earn more than their shorter counterparts, it's not only social discrimination that accounts for this inequality. Tall people are just smarter than their height-challenged peers, a new study finds. Quote, as early as age 3, before schooling has had a chance to play a role, and throughout childhood, taller children perform significantly better on cognitive tests. Wrote Annie Case and Christina Paxson of Princeton University in a paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Research.
So, what age children is it?
Apparently as early as age 3, as early as you can start testing them for intelligence, I suppose. But the findings were based primarily on two British studies that followed children born in 1958 and 1970, respectively, through adulthood, and a U.S. study on height and occupational choice. Other studies have pointed to low self-esteem, better health that accompanies greater height, and social discrimination as culprits for lower pay for shorter people. But researchers Case and Paxson believe that the height advantage in the job world is more than just a question of image. They wrote, quote, as adults, taller individuals are more likely to select into higher-paying occupations that require more advanced verbal and numerical skills and greater intelligence, for which they earn handsome returns, they wrote. For both men and women in the United States and the UK, a height advantage of 4 inches equated with a 10% increase in wages on average. But the researchers said the differences in performance crop up long before the tall people enter the job force. Prenatal care and the time between birth and the age of 3 are critical periods for determining future cognitive ability and height. The speed of growth is more rapid during this period than at any other during the life course, and nutritional needs are greatest at this point. The research confirms previous studies that showed that early nutrition is an important predictor of intelligence and height. They say prenatal care and prenatal nutrition are just incredibly important, even more so than we already knew. Since the study's data only included populations in the UK and the United States, findings obviously cannot be applied to other regions. So at least in the UK and the US, taller people, not only smarter, but also get better gigs.
This is taller kids.
Taller than anybody.
But taller kids, I mean, suppose they're maturing a little faster than the kid who's, you know, 6 months, a year behind them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem really fair to say that, you know, taller people are necessarily smarter because taller kids are smarter than shorter kids.
Well, why don't we take IQ tests on the air right now, Mark, you and me?
Well, we have 10 minutes.
That's fine. We can take a quick one.
Okay. How do we do that?
There's a quick online IQ test. We're not going to take an IQ test on the air. It's so boring.
Yes, it is.
It would take about 5 minutes.
I thought you might have had like a one-question shape one or something. I thought you might have had something quick.
No, no.
Look at this triangular shape versus this circle shape, and it is to
this. I have almost,
to that.
I have almost no spatial perception whatsoever.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Mark, I think I might have misunderstood this. This isn't necessarily that they were testing their height at age 3. They followed people. It followed children born in 1958 and 1970 because you can't necessarily tell at 3 how tall somebody's going to be.
Right.
They found that down the line, those who were tallest were ended up being the smarter of the group, as I understand it. So, interesting news.
Okay.
And maybe they put a tall person in charge of this program from Michael Hampton over at Homeland Stupidity. Are you ready for the next natural disaster or terrorist attack? If you're relying on the Department of Homeland Security's website or think the Federal Emergency Management Agency will be able to help you out, then you definitely aren't ready. In fact, the website ready.gov, which was set up by the Department of Homeland Security ostensibly to help Americans prepare for a terrorist attack or natural disaster, contains numerous inaccuracies and incomplete information, according to the Federation of American Scientists. So in 2 months, an FAS intern developed reallyready.org for the price of a domain name. That's about $8 or $9. Said FAS Director of Biology Policy Michael Stebbins, quote, in comparison, it took millions of dollars and over 5 months for the government to create ready.gov. So do you understand here?
Yeah.
There's an intern that has created a website that's far and above more accurate and better than the government's own ready.gov.
Nice.
And I wouldn't doubt it at all.
And he did it in 2 months' time for nothing. He's an intern. The government's site recently got a facelift, though, and a few bits of updated information, but not nearly enough of it, and numerous errors, redundancies, and confusing information remain. In addition, much of the advice given by the government is too generic to even be useful, according to the FAS analysis. Quote, FAS hopes to see ready.gov updated so that it's more useful to the public that has paid for it, said Stebbins, especially since a 20-year-old college student was able to single-handedly complete the same task in 2 months. I know it isn't good to laugh about such a serious topic, but when I saw the graphic on ready.gov suggesting that when a nuclear bomb goes off 100 feet away, you might want to protect yourself by walking around the corner, I just couldn't help myself, said the Vice President of Strategic Security at FAS. Really, if you go to ready.gov, they really do have just the stupidest icons and graphics. It's really amazing. He says after 3 years and millions of dollars, taxpayers should expect a better website from the Department of Homeland Security. The appropriate reaction to a nuclear attack is to hide from the light and heat of the blast, then walk perpendicular to the wind away from the dust cloud. Try and remember that one. The appropriate reaction is to hide from the light and heat of the blast, then walk perpendicular to the wind away from the dust cloud.
Well, that'll save you.
According to the FAS, that's the way to do it. Well, meanwhile at FEMA, Director David Duct Tape Paulson told reporters Monday that the agency would be ready for the next disaster, or so he hopes. Paulson said, FEMA has got to be more agile, more flexible organization than it's been in the past.
And scares me when politicians say agile and flexible.
And that's what we wanted to do during a briefing in Miami. A key aspect of the improvement has been an effort to increase the supplies available for victims and FEMA's ability to deliver them. Paulson said that while FEMA had enough equipment on hand during Katrina, it just wasn't in the right position to be useful. So we had all the stuff we needed, we just somewhere, we didn't know where.
Right, we couldn't get it from one place to another. And then we stopped other people who were bringing supplies and equipment in, because it wasn't our government-approved equipment.
So, do you think FEMA improved its logistics? This time, will they actually get supplies to the
Heck
people that
no.
need them? You're right, probably, Mark. Quote, what we've gone out and done is purchased a tremendous amount of supplies, said the director. That includes almost 800 tractor-trailer loads of MREs, that's meals ready to eat, four times as many as they had prior to Katrina, along with massive increases in the amount of water and ice on hand, which means that they have far more supplies and material to send to the wrong places and prevent from getting to people in need.
Now, what happens if we don't have a major hurricane occurrence this year? Then these MREs that they
sit there.
Yeah, not, they don't just sit there. These things aren't good forever. They have an
expiration.
They're
good for a while, though.
They're not. I don't think they're good for more than a year.
What? MREs? No, they're good for a while. They, these
MREs. MREs have a shelf life of 30 years.
Yes.
Really?
Yep. These are the things that the people that were going nutso in year the Y2K crisis, mm-hmm. so-called, they were stocking up on them because they thought they might have to use them for the next 20
years.
How
do they taste?
Like trash.
They're not all that great. I was in junior ROTC in high school,
mm-hmm.
and I went on a summer hiking trip with my ROTC group, and we had MREs. This was in 1995. And the MREs that we took on the trip were made in 87, 88.
Eek.
Yeah. They were fine.
Fine on the scale of MREs.
As far as MREs go, yeah.
Yes.
We didn't, no one died from eating them.
No.
Okay.
Usually the best part of an
MRE.
I don't
like food that can last that long. That scares me.
Well, usually the best part of an MRE is a little piece of gum that they give you because it's sugary. You can sit that on a shelf forever and it tastes the same, you know, since the day it came off the assembly line.
Sounds right.
The rest of it's pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's an MRE. You want to eat it when your life's in jeopardy of, you know, you're going to die of starvation.
That seems to me like food should go bad. You know, if food doesn't go bad, maybe it's not food.
Something's funny. Something's screwy there. By the way, apparently, just to make sure everything's going to go right next time, FEMA has purchased 20,000 GPS units to attach to all of their trucks. That way they know where everything is. Because remember last time, they sent a bunch of trucks full of ice up to Maine during the Katrina debacle.
Why?
I don't know.
Just
that's where they sent them. Maybe they wanted to keep them cold. It's Benny and Drew.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And we, at least Mark and I, will be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And Torgo, hopefully we'll see you as soon as possible.
I love you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I want